It's not about physical sight, it's about looking deeper beneath the surface. Welcome to Meditation with Rabbi G, where we make every day count, and currently we're in the middle of a series looking at how we start the day with the famous morning blessings that we make each day. So last week we talked about the wisdom of the rooster, the idea to have insight, to have perspective, where you see even when things are dark, to know that light is coming. But today we're going to tackle something a bit different. There's a blessing that we make in the morning called, when we bless Hashem and we say, Pokeach Ivrim, we bless God and thank God and acknowledge that God is the one that opens the eyes of the blind. Open the eyes of the blind. Now, what that means literally is that we are waking up in the morning. When we sleep, we do not see. Our eyes are closed. So it's a form of waking up. So it's phrased in a way where we say to God, thanks for waking me up, basically. We can wake up and we can see. So it's opening the eyes of the blind. Now, the commentaries ask the question, that's a really strange phrase. If you wanted just to thank God for the ability to see and wake up in the morning each day, we acknowledge and have gratitude for the fact that we can see and we can see the world, we can see where we're going. We should just say that. We should say we thank God for the ability to see. Why use the phrase, open up the eyes of the blind? So I want to share with you an insight, and we need to really internalize this message. That it's not just about thanking God for the physical ability to see. It's actually about asking God for a day where we can really see. Meaning it's not just an expression of gratitude, which it is. It's also somewhat of a prayer. Asking God to give us a day and to give us the ability of seeing, of not being blind, but not in a physical sense. You see, as we wake up in the morning, we know there's going to be different situations and different experiences through the day. There's going to be different things that happen. And everything has two ways to look at it. The superficial, we can see something just on its surface, and we can see something at a deeper level. So a challenge happens. Someone cuts us off in traffic. We lose a job, God forbid. Something goes wrong. Our plans just go all over the place. On the surface, we look at it and we see bad. We see negative. We see what is challenging. We see the challenge. But what we ask God at the beginning of the day is, Pokeach Ivrim, open up the eyes of the blind. Let us see what's beneath the surface. Let us see what's the opportunity. Maybe, or at least let us know there's an opportunity. Maybe a door closes. We look beneath and say, well, maybe that's an opportunity to look for something new. Something goes wrong, maybe it's an opportunity for us to become stronger, to foster our resilience. Maybe we just know there's an opportunity, we're just not sure what it is yet. To understand and to look about, there's something good behind everything that happens, which is sometimes painful and sometimes very difficult to see, especially in the face of tragedy. But we know that that's the truth, even with tragedy. Sometimes it takes us time to process. We are currently in the 3 weeks mourning the destruction of the temples that stood at Jerusalem. And the Talmud tells us that really the destruction is all for the purpose of rebuilding. That the destruction, Rabbi Akiva taught us this, that really the destruction was a part of the rebuilding process to build something greater and stronger. Yes, we feel the pain. Yes, we mourn the destruction, but we also begin to see the beauty, the depth behind what seems like a dark situation. And that's our prayer to God in the morning, Pokeach Ivrim. So I want you to close your eyes and we're going to meditate and we're going to try and visualize something based on a true story that happened to me when I was in the Blue Mountains a number of years ago with my wife having a vacation. And something happened that taught me a very, very important lesson. And I want to experience it with you so that you can visualize it and learn that lesson. So if you can close your eyes, just relax and be present. And I want you to visualize a cold morning, but in a very beautiful place, like the Blue Mountains, or another resort that is equally as picturesque or beautiful. Think of somewhere you visited, think of somewhere where you could go. It's a very, very cold morning, and you decide to take a walk. Please try and visualize this as best you can. You open the door and picture in your mind a scene where you cannot see a thing because of a tremendous, tremendous fog. It is just a complete fog. You cannot see anything. You almost decide not to take a walk because you won't be able to see where you're going. And then, and try and picture this in your mind, you notice that you could see about a meter or two in front of you. You decide to try. You start walking one step at a time, 1 meter at a time, and you notice that every time you take a step, every time you walk a meter, there's another meter ahead of you that you can see. So you're present, you take 1 meter at a time, and you keep walking. Picture this, you still can't see very far, everything's fogged up. As you're walking, a few minutes goes by, and suddenly the fog lifts, and what appears is majestic, beautiful mountains, beautiful trees, flowers, just a beautiful scene. Just stop and think for a moment and absorb the scene in your mind. Try and really visualize this. The fog lifting and a majestic scene appearing. Pokeach Ivrim. We ask God to open up the eyes of the blind. We should not be blind as we start the day. We see a challenge like a fog. No clarity, no direction. We don't know where we're going. Depressing. But we can take 1 foot forward. We can start walking, knowing that there is, beneath this thin fog, there's something there. And hopefully as we do that, with resilience and strength, the fog lifts and the opportunity appears. So that's the message for today. And every time we encounter a challenge, let's remember the prayer. We ask God, let us really see. We do that by, let's just keep going and then hopefully discover the beauty that is behind the experience. Have a wonderful day.